taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Welcome back to the conversation on this Thursday. Glad you're here with us. This attack on the First Amendment has been ongoing for some time. I've discussed this for years in the program, and I've had a lot of people, you know, downplay the idea that the First Amendment is in the crosshairs in America, which it certainly is. When you want to limit certain parts of speech, well, that's hate speech, or that's this, or that's that. The First Amendment's there to protect hate speech. Make no mistake, it's not there for happy talk. We don't need to protect happy talk, although it's protected as well. Well, let's find out if I'm right or wrong. William Wagner joining me from the Great Lakes Justice Center, and he is also president of Salt and Light Global, former federal judge, former federal prosecutor. We'll let him be judge, jury, and executioner for me this morning. Professor, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here again.
How am I doing here? Because I believe that during my lifetime, I have seen an assault on the First Amendment. It's slow, but it's persistent, and it just seems to go on and on and on as people try to, well, they don't want to be offended, apparently, and if I cross that offending line, then somehow they want to pull that back. Where are we in America?
Well, you are exactly right. It's heading that way. It seems like consistently, especially from the left, if you have an idea that disagrees with them, they want your idea suppressed or censored, which is why the left doesn't want to debate the right, because the people with equal advocacy skills, when they debate the issues, they usually lose. And so it's much easier to put a nail at the end of a piece of wood and take it to put a black hood on yourself and go break up a rally and you know, like happened at Berkeley.
Well,
that's
the technique, absolutely. This is violence. This is alt-left violence. You can call it what you want, but alt being radical extremism. So there's an alt-right, there's an alt-left. To say otherwise is intellectually dishonest, fair to say. But clearly the alt-left wants to pull masks over their heads and beat the tar out of anybody, including peaceful protesters in Berkeley. Well, this happened Sunday, as you mentioned. And this Antifa, this radical left movement, whatever it is more of a threat to America than any Ku Klux Klan clowns will ever be, in my estimation.
Well, especially when you have the supposed defenders of the First Amendment, the national press, for example, in the Washington Post, you know, a headline just before all this violence took place, why the American left gave up on political violence. That was their headline. In other words, you know, let's just, you know, goad them into not putting a white hood on this time, but a black hood and fighting.
Good point you make. Make no mistake, you know, it was the Democrats who powered the Ku Klux Klan movement in this country. They fought a civil war to defend slavery. It was President Eisenhower who broke through with civil rights legislation and laws in 1957 and again in 1960. It was President Eisenhower and Republicans that broke through that line for the first time since Reconstruction. So make no mistake about the long history that the Democrats are trying to change and tearing down these monuments to the Confederacy. They're trying to tear down their own history to hide it, it looks like.
Well, and that's especially when you see the other things that are being torn down. I don't know if you saw it in the news, but there's a university in one of the Carolinas that happens to have a chapel on its campus, and the chapel happens to have a cross on top. So that has to come down now, too. And so anything that the far...
well, worse than that, if I may,
Professor, we got to get rid of it.
If I may, there was I don't have the name of the school right in front of me, a Catholic school in California taking down statues of the Virgin Mary and the baby Jesus because they thought it might offend people coming on campus. This is a Catholic school. What in the world is going on out there?
Oh, we're living in a surreal world right now. Our Constitution begins with the words, "We the people," in order to form a more perfect union. And the question is, can we be a union? Can we, as our national model says, be one nation united? And throughout my lifetime and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, we did that. We opened our doors to people of different faiths. We opened our doors to people of different colors. And where our Constitution made mistakes, we corrected it in the past. And now it seems like we're going the other way. It's only you know, not one nation united anymore, but one nation if you agree with me only.
Yeah, evil thrives when good people do nothing. And I think that we are required, morally required, to call out the Klan, to call out neo-Nazis, and to call out the likes of Antifa and these other radical leftist groups. We have a solemn duty as Americans and a moral obligation to call these people out and call them for what they are. They're violent fringe groups that have no place in decent society. And that goes for both sides. And I will further point out that when Donald Trump said violence came to Charlottesville from many sides, he was accurate.
Well, and exactly. Where are those people that were criticizing that statement? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren? Where's Representative Maxine Waters? You know, Nancy Pelosi only came out and...
Yesterday,
after people called her out on it. It's like, you know, wait a minute. Is truth only good for one side here? I want to see Elizabeth Warren and Maxine Waters on national television, on some of the major networks, you know, naming these people and calling them for what they are. Yeah, I don't care if you're on the left or if you're on the right. If you are going to use violence to suppress the other side's ideas, you need to be called out. And, you know, freedom of speech is one thing. Beating somebody into a coma,
that's something
is
a bit
another.
Different, yes.
Those are two different things.
Absolutely. William Wagner here, the president of Salt and Light and the Great Lakes Justice Center. All right, so how do we move forward then? Because we can no longer tolerate, in fact, I think that the police should move in with a very strong hand the next time Antifa raises its ugly head anywhere. And these people need to be jailed. No more disturbing the peace tickets. It needs to be clear that we're not going to allow our citizens to be beaten because they have a difference of opinion with these thugs in the black hoods.
And that's what has to happen. The right people have to be arrested. Those with those black hoods believe in something called the heckler's veto. In other words, they can show up with their sticks and knives and their nails at the end of their clubs. And, you know, through a heckler's veto, silence the speech and the ideas that are being presented. And
yeah, we can't do that.
Violence. We need to stop that.
Professor William Wagner from the Great Lakes Justice Center. Find out more at greatlakesjc.org. Always a good conversation, Professor. Thank you very much.
Great, Steve. Good to be with you again. Have a great day.
When we come back, Congressman Tim Walberg will join us.